All right, let's get this NFL. We seldom have, like, NFL or sports stories on Meatheads of the Week.
I know.
But this one mixes a losing bet, a distraught Cowboy fan, and Florida, all in the same story.
Trifecta. This is a triple-double.
Okay. Unidentified man, 27 years old, living in Vero Beach, Florida. A spring home of the Dodgers, by the way. Hey, he and his wife have a bet. She is a Packer fan.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Cowboy fan. And the bet is the loser of the game has to burn his or her team jersey. Not bad.
No.
Not bad. Now, why you'd blow, those things can cost $100 or more. Why you'd blow $100 for certain as a couple in your 20s, I don't know. But let's take it for face value.
I blame millennials.
Yes, me too.
And their avocado toast.
Yes. Okay. Yes, well, the Cowboys lose, as you all may have heard by now. They lose to the Packers.
Do they have, I'm sorry, I'm just on the Cowboys team shop, the most authentic jerseys, $325.
Good Lord. I know I bought the most I've ever paid for a jersey. I paid a couple of years ago, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Bart Starr throwback original Packer uniform jersey. And I think I paid $205 for it.
Damn.
And that, yeah. I considered that one. I thought, do I want to buy this or not? But I did. Because of my admiration for the man. At any rate. Okay. Cowboys lose. He's got to burn his jersey. At this point, it gets very, very painful. The guy, first of all, makes the excellent decision to go outside to burn the jersey.
Very smart choice.
Good thinking.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. He sets it on fire.
Did he take it off first?
Actually, he did.
Okay.
Good. All right.
So we're good.
We're good.
All right. Nothing's gone wrong here so far.
What's the next meathead candidate?
He pulls it on while it's still on fire.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, he was drunk.
That's what he told deputies.
To be.
Yep. He told deputies he was drunk, which I know stuns all of us to think that this might be the actions of a man in the grips of alcohol.
I don't know that I've ever been drunk enough to wear fire.
Family members pull the jersey off of him, okay, and rush him to Indian River Medical Center. One witness told the paper, that is the Sebastian Daily, about the event, quote, skin was hanging off his arm and back. Oh.
He sets the thing on fire. It's burning. He decides to grab it and put it on.
Now, when was this?
Last week.
Did
they get cold last week?
Not in Vero Beach.
Not in Vero Beach. It never gets cold in Vero Beach.
Never. Mm-hmm. I don't think people respect how hot fire is.
He obviously didn't.
Because, I mean, he thought he'd be good for just a second. Ha ha. Wow. How? If it's on fire, how do you even get it all the way on? Like, as soon as you touch it, it's clearly a bad idea.
I'm guessing he may not have gotten it all the way on. Or, Mike, consider he may have set fire to the bottom of it. We're starting to burn up, so we can only get so much of
right.
it on, because some of it's already burned
out. For the Zeke look.
And you know these jersey burns, 99 out of 100 of them are done just for the online attention you're trying to get. So there is video footage of this. I guarantee wife had the iPhone out. And it's probably doing him the favor of not posting.
Meathead number one. Here's meathead number two. We present to you Danny Lee Betcher of Betcher. New York Mills, Minnesota.
Confusing.
Don't go there. Yes. Anyway, he's 64 years old, and he was grabbed about a week ago for DUI. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new record and a new leader in the DUI clubhouse. That was arrest number 28 for driving while intoxicated.
Now,
it's felony level. He refused to submit to a preliminary breath test. Here's the one that gets me. He had a valid yet restricted driver's license. How does a guy with 27 DUI arrests get any license? He shouldn't have a license to be getting on a Segway. Should he?
Kind of want to see that.
Anyway, the maximum sentence for this would be 7 years. Okay, he's already spent 4 years in prison for prior drunk driving arrests. When he was grabbed on his last one in the courtroom, he told the judge, quote, "I drink to get drunk." By the way, he's also been caught drunk driving in Nebraska and North Dakota. Two more notes to support Mr. Boettcher's candidacy for Meathead of the Week. When the officer who pulled him over requested Mr. Boettcher's driver's license, he handed him a health identification card.
That'll happen.
I just like to get f***ed up.
No.
And when the policeman requested the field sobriety test, Boettcher, who had put his hands on the squad car to steady himself, told the police officer, "I'm way over. Take me to jail."
I mean, this guy's a piece of POS, but I kind of respect the don't even try to just put your hands up and say, dude.
Just lead me in. I'll lock myself in the cell.
I know where it is.
I'll let myself out.
I know the routine. Do your worst.
I almost hate laughing at this story because it's so serious. The guy's fortunate he hasn't killed somebody.
Of course. It just proves we don't understand how the justice system works. Like, I'm petrified of ever getting one DUI, and I never have, never come close.
How does he still have a license, even with restrictions, that he says he can't drink and drive? He obviously is drinked, and driven how many hundreds of times you've been in his lifetime?
Oh, 1,000. If he's been busted 27 now, that guy's awful.
Back to Florida. Some attorneys have to invent...
Let's go to Florida.
Pretty
Everybody laughs.
Some attorneys have to invent pretty ingenious ways of trying to defend their clients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stephen Donaldson Sr., 72 years old, was convicted of having a part in a massive tax scheme. This is in Tampa. He was peddling an offshore tax shelter that wound up costing the IRS an estimated $10 million. This guy didn't rob the cash drawer at a 7-Eleven, Mike. Mm-hmm. Okay. His attorney, Curtis Fallgatter, however, requested leniency on behalf of his 72-year-old Florida convicted client. Here was his case. He said to the court that it would not be right to make his client serve 6 years and 4 months in prison, which doesn't sound like a lot for scheming the government out of $10 million. Anyway, and he said because at 72, and because his client is 5'9" and 273 pounds, that he has a lower life expectancy. And that kind of sentence, 6 years and 4 months, could represent 61% of Donaldson's remaining time on Earth.
And that's the angle they're trying to get him out of.
That's
too old.
Is 5'9", 273 even that big? I mean, it's
pretty large.
I'm 5'9". I'm a bit more than 273.
Yeah.
It's pretty large.
But that's not crazy.
It's not group size. It's not pocket sized.
273 is not insane in our current world.
That's a good pop,
though. 5'9". And 5'9 is what? About average height?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not fat enough to be eligible for this defense.
The guy gets
my
six
rule.
The guy gets 6'4" for me. Okay, finally, let's go to Florida.
What the hell?
Yes, I understand. We've given Florida some months
let's
off.
Let's go to Florida.
Let's go to Florida. Thank you, sir. And we present to you 59-year-old Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. She is one of several candidates in the Republican Party trying to succeed the outgoing congressperson, Elena Ross Lehtinen, okay? She wants to be the next congressman from this area of Florida.
All right.
She does say that twice earlier in her life, she was abducted by aliens.
Whoa.
She said first...
Speak your truth, man.
She said at 7 years old, saucer flying extraterrestrials took her onto their spacecraft and talked to her about, quote, a series of things that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
This included, they told her about ISIS. Realize this is when she was 7 and she's now 59.
So that's quite a prediction they were making.
It is.
It's a long time to hold on to this information.
That one came true, one for one.
She said they wouldn't give her specific details about ISIS.
Well, yeah.
How did she know it was ISIS?
Can't spill the beans.
She also said that the extraterrestrials told her the world's energy is in Africa and that God is a universal energy.
Okay.
Where are you getting your universal energy? A simple question.
In these, by the way, these YouTube videos, she told she told the two TV hosts, both female journalists with reported long, lustrous blonde hair, that the aliens, quote, look just like you.
So they're hot aliens?
I guess.
I may have seen some of these YouTube videos.
I guess.
Cylons?
She said that they kept their promise to return and did so 10 years later when she was 17 and visited her a second time.
Uh-huh.
She insisted she's not the only person who has seen UFOs, though she didn't say outright she'd seen aliens. Okay, and this last one to complete this, she said that when she was abducted by the aliens, they were dressed in party outfits.
This is all great news. So aliens are just hot and having a cocktail party.
By the way,
was there
and they know about ISIS.
Right.
There's a bit of a connection here. She is the mother-in-law of Vice President Mike Pence's Deputy Chief of Staff.
Okay.
There you go.
So she's kind of got some political experience already.
She's got some clout.
Mm-hmm. She has a vision for what's going to happen in the future.
ISIS plan.
She's got some inside info that the rest of these candidates don't have. I think I'll move there and vote for her.
You're on board?
I think Vida's on board with this.
Vida's on board?
Yeah.
The votes are piling up for Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. Are they piling up on the tickets meathead of the week? That's nominee number one.
Mm-hmm.
Nominee number two, the Florida guy who set fire to his jersey, the cowboy jersey. Nominee number three, Danny Lee Betcher grabbed for his 28th DWI in Minnesota, or the attorney who wants his client's sentence reduced because his size makes it less likely he's going to live very long.
Some goods here, but I'm going with, as Jer eloquently said, the man who tried to wear fire.
The man who tried to wear fire. Let's go to Jeremy Moran next.